We have a lot to be thankful for, and of course we have a lot to look forward to, as this is very close now to the feast days of the seventh month. To introduce the subject of the sermonette, let's turn over to in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. We'll read verses 13 and 14. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Here the Messiah says, "Enter you in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are they that enter in through it, for narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leads to life, and few are they that find it." This is, of course, something rather astounding. This basic truth concerning salvation has deep meaning to Yahweh's people. By this analogy, Yahshua shows us just how difficult it is to walk in the way of life. It is a straight way that leads to life, and there are few who are going to find it. For each one who hears this message, do you appreciate the fact that the way of life is being taught to you from Sabbath to Sabbath, from feast day to feast day? Yahweh has delivered us from the oppression and bondage of the sins of this world and of the oppressor. He has released us from fear. He has increased our knowledge so that we might understand more fully His plan of salvation. At the heart of salvation is Yahshua the Messiah, the Word made flesh, the Lamb of Yahweh. By truly knowing Him, we can enter the narrow gate. If we go over to 1 John chapter 2, we see how the Apostle John describes what it means to know the Messiah. And of course, there are many people today who would say they know the Messiah, but John is very specific here. We start in verse 1 of 1 John chapter 2. "My little children, these things I write to you, that you may not sin." Now we know, of course, that sin, according to 1 John 3, 4, is the transgression of the law. And so he's telling them, don't sin. And this agrees also with what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 6 and verse 1. As he said there, do we therefore continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. "And if any man sin," and of course we all have sinned, "we have an advocate with the Father, Yahshua the Messiah, the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world." We know that Yahshua came and, of course, died with a purpose. You know, just this last week or so, they released the movie The Passion on DVD. And I don't know how many people here have seen that movie. Some are afraid to see it, and I don't blame you, because it's very graphic with the way they show how that the Messiah was tortured to death. But in any event, it's very touching, because you have to realize that Yahshua's sacrifice, His death and suffering, was for each one of us, as it describes in Isaiah 53. We have an advocate, and that advocate is Yahshua the Messiah, who sits at the right hand of Almighty Yahweh, making intercession for each one of us as we would go through prayer to Almighty Yahweh and ask those things in Yahshua's name. Verse 3, "And by this," and this is the key of the emphasis that I'm trying to bring out, "and by this we know that we know Him. We know that we know Him if we keep His commandments." Now it shows us specifically what the commandments of the Savior were, because He taught those things which were given to Him by His Father in heaven, which in effect was the law of Almighty Yahweh. That is what He was teaching. It shows us this, for instance, if you look over in John chapter 14, as He says in verse 21, "He that has My commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves Me, and he that loves Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him, and will manifest Myself to him." If you drop down to verse 23 at the end there, He says, "If a man loves Me, he will keep My word." And then in verse 24, "He that loves Me not keeps not My words, and the word which you hear is not Mine, but the Father who sent Me." That word, of course, is Torah, is the law of Almighty Yahweh. Again in 1 John 2, as He shows that if you know Him, you will keep His commandments. And in verse 4, "He that says, I know Him, and keeps not His commandments," again, which is the law of Yahweh, "is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, in him the love of Yahweh has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in Him. He that says he remains in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked.